candidates, the rules for today are pretty simple. This one is not a debate tonight. I'm just going to simply ask you some questions and find out where you stand on issues. We'll start tonight with two-minute opening statements. When we get to the question part of the night, one-minute answers. And Ms. Sue Nicholson here on the front, or Sarita Daniel on the front, has the time card. And if you go over time, you'll get a little bell and you need to wrap up. And then at the end, we'll do two-minute closing statements. The questions this evening are all mine. Nobody influenced them. Nobody knows what I'm going to ask except for me. I did get some general topics from our local chamber, some things they wanted to hit on. And I used some of them, and then I didn't use some of them. And we'll get ready to get underway. So we'll start by letting you know who's in the race. We've got candidates with us. I want to at least one time tell you everybody in here. There are 15 candidates in this race. Bill Cassidy, Derek Edwards, David Drew Knight, Adrian Perkins, Antoine Pierce, Peter Winstrup, Dustin Murphy, Aaron Seigler, Beryl Billiot, Jean-Paul Bourgeois, Reno Jean Darrett III, Zan John, MV Vinny Mendoza, Jamar Myers Montgomery, and Melinda Mary Price. Now, we sent out an invitation to everybody to be here tonight. These are the candidates who have chosen to be here this evening. So, again, thank you very much. We'll start with two-minute opening statements, and we'll begin with Jean-Paul Bourgeois. Sir, you have 2 minutes to make an opening statement.
Thank you. Good evening. Well, first of all, I want to thank the Chambers of Commerce for having us, the Delta Community College, and what's the NPR station? KEDM. Thank you very much. It's an honor and a privilege to be here. I'm Jean-Paul Bourgeois. I'm running for U.S. Senate because I believe that our current representation is not doing an adequate job of representing the people. I live in Gretna, Louisiana, and there I am a public health librarian at LSU Health in New Orleans. And throughout my career as a public health librarian, I have helped the neediest. I have worked with some of the most vulnerable populations. I myself grew up in Cameron Parish that was recently hit by both Laura and Delta. I moved there from West Germany, where I was a military brat at the age of 4. And spent most of my life there, and then did undergrad at Louisiana Tech, just down the road, go Dogs. And there I met my wife, Amanda, and she stayed on there and got her master's in the art of teaching. And I went to Tulane to get my master's in public health with a specification in epidemiology, and then I went to library school at LSU. And so I feel like education and reaching out to those vulnerable populations is the key to revitalizing this country and revitalizing Louisiana. Thank you.
That is Jean-Paul Bourgeois. Next, Mr. Dustin Murphy. Sir, you have 2 minutes for an opening statement.
Good evening. My name is Dustin Murphy, and I'm a candidate for United States Senate. I'm a conservative Republican. I'm a liberty-minded individual, and I'm a devout Christian. I believe in the sanctity of life and the sanctity of marriage. I believe that our country is slowly moving center-left as a Republican Party. I miss the days of Reagan. Some of you might not. But Reagan believed in what he stood on, and he stood firm, and he didn't concede his core values for a vote. And I believe in that myself. I believe that liberty is under an assault, and that if we don't stand firm in these times, that if we ever tip the scales from freedom to safety and security, there's no coming back. We lose all. I do believe that there's coming a time in this country that medical liberty will be seen at the Supreme Court level. As far as forced vaccination, we see it in other countries now. And I think if we don't have a federal law that protects from such things, that eventually it'll be the Supreme Court. We'll have a ruling on it. It will set precedent, and we will no longer enjoy the exemptions we have here in the state of Louisiana. I also believe that our education system needs to work more on teaching history and civics, and we need to get the power back to our teachers and our local school districts to set curriculum and get the federal government out of education. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Dustin Murphy. Next, Mr. Peter Winstrup. Sir, you have 2 minutes to make an opening statement.
Thank you, Corey, and thank you to KEDM, thank you to the Chamber, and also thank you to Louisiana Delta Community College. My name is Peter Winstrup. I'm a father to Kristen. I'm a father to Hope and Grace. I'm a husband to Kristen. I'm a lifelong Louisiana school teacher, high school baseball coach, and now our candidate for the United States Senate. I'm incredibly proud of my afternoons tutoring, giving extra help. I'm incredibly proud of my weekends and summers on the baseball field, teaching young men those values that Mr. Murphy was talking about. And education is the cornerstone of every challenge facing our state today. From building up small businesses to attracting new ones, to reducing crime to increasing health, everything starts with a high-quality education. But I'm not just here today to talk about education, because early in my career, older teachers taught me the difference between serving and empowering. Are you serving? Are you giving them things? Are you empowering students? Are you empowering the community to make change in their own lives? And this candidacy, this campaign is about empowering the people of Louisiana. We have to empower the farmers, folks like my grandfather, who was an orphan of the Great Depression and earned his keep on a farm growing up. We have to empower farmers with the ability to sell their soybeans and other crops on the free market and not settle for a paltry handout from Mr. Cassidy. We need to empower folks in small towns across Louisiana with world-class internet like they have in Lafayette so they can search for a job across the country right here in their hometown. We need to empower, like Mr. Murphy said, we need to empower schools, teachers, parishes with control over their education while increasing the resources available to people. I'm Peter Winstrup. I'm looking forward to speaking with you tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Winstrup. An opening statement for Mr. Vinny Mendoza. Sir, you have 2 minutes.
Thank you. I appreciate the invitation tonight. And I decided to run because I feel responsible if I don't do anything. I know there's a health, economic, environmental, and social crisis right now. And we need to be united and tackle it together. And I've developed a 5-point plan that I'm gonna share with you, but I wanna give you a little information about me. I have over 20 years experience at the federal level. I was assistant to the Inspector General of the Air Force and Chief of Services, where I managed billions of dollars. But most important of all, I learned where the defense funds are wasted. It's a lot of war profiteering that we can invest those funds into something better. And I'm gonna share that with you tonight. My 5-point plan is, first, preserve your life. Second, provide Medicare for all. Third, tax reform. I want to reduce income tax to 99% of the American people and increase tax to the top 1%. Tax, 50% tax to all the political contributions. That's where we have the problem. Corporations control the government. Next, we have the immigration reform and criminal justice. And last, we reinvest 10% of the defense funds into the Green New Deal agrarian reform. This will create over 50 million jobs, will provide more than 3,500 megawatts of electricity, and that clean energy can power up more than 3.5 million homes. And it's gonna provide a lot of jobs here in Louisiana, so we have to invest in ourselves. Thanks.
Thank you. That's Mr. Vinny Mendoza. And Mr. Antoine Pierce, you have 2 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you to those that organized this event tonight. My name is Antoine Pierce. I am a native of Baton Rouge, born and raised in Baton Rouge. Very proud of that, because most people, when we travel outside of the state, don't know that Baton Rouge is the capital city. I am a proud product of public schools. I graduated from the Louisiana State University, Big Go Tigers to the LSU fans. Nobody? Okay. I received two degrees from LSU, a Bachelor of Science in Child and Family Studies and a Master of Public Administration with a concentration in public policy. I started my career in politics and community organizing, where I was privileged to be appointed to Mayor Sharon Weston Broom, the mayor president of East Baton Rouge Parish. I was appointed to her board for her transition team for the Office of Community Development. And then I was appointed to Governor John Bel Edwards Board for Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention. My career has been in policy making. I fought for a millage tax to build new schools in our district and to fund teacher salaries, to bring technology to our community. We worked on policy to bring affordable housing. So my experience has been behind the scenes, more so in policy. But like so many others, I don't see a government that's working for us. We need a government that speaks to the middle class and the working poor. We need a government that understands that people are struggling right now. People are facing moratoriums. People are facing evictions. Facing evictions without a moratorium. People are facing food insecurities and homelessness. We need a government that understands the plight of people that are on the ground and not a government that's working for the top 1% and corporations in this country. And that's why I got in this race, and that's why I'm running for United States Senate. I'm number 12 on your ballot. My name is Antoine Pierce. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pierce. At this time, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with more. You're listening to our Meet the Candidates Forum on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.